Welcome to Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. My name is Carl. It's good to see you. Get on this train, let's ride. Ready for part three of the Lake House Saga? As I jumped into the water, I heard Kate yell my name. Before I could think a single thought, I found out why. I was inside of a fish. I assumed it was a fish because I couldn't see anything, but it was slimy and it smelled like a fish, only worse. It smelled really bad in there. It smelled horrible, absolutely horrible. What else could it be? If this was a fish, it was a very big fish. I couldn't stand up inside, but I could sit up. It was about the size of a small car, I guessed. I felt the walls of the stomach. They were smooth and slick. I actually felt pretty calm for a moment. Then I thought something that scared me. I am food to the fish. And what happens to food when it gets swallowed? Well, I knew I had to get out of there before the fish digested me. I felt along the walls of the stomach. I need to get out by the mouth, I thought. The other end won't work. I thought, this fish is swimming through the lake right now, and fish swim head first. So I just needed to try to feel the direction the fish was going and go that same direction. I crawled forward on my hands and knees. It wasn't easy. Everything was so slick. Sometimes the fish would turn and I'd fall over, but little by little, I crawled up to a narrow opening. I put my hands through and, good Lord, was it narrow or what? I put my hands through and then my head. I pulled my shoulders in, but it was very, very tight. There was nothing to hold on to. Still, I squeezed myself forward until, after a while, I could see a little light passing through the fish's mouth. There were sharp teeth all around the mouth. You could see them like a shadow. The fish's mouth then filled up with water, and so did mine. I couldn't breathe at all. And here, my memory grows fuzzy. All I remember is when I realized that I couldn't breathe. After that, my instincts took over. Because the next thing I remember, my head broke through the surface of the water. I breathed hard, and the air was delicious. It was more than delicious. The air was life itself. I swam to the shore. I couldn't swim very hard. I was already exhausted. But I did make it to a rocky shore. I climbed out of the water and looked around. Kate's parents' boat was nowhere to be seen. But I was happy where I was. The sun was warm. The rock was warm, too, and felt good on my cold skin. It didn't take long for me to fall asleep. When I woke up, there was a little girl standing over me. I opened my eyes and thought she looked familiar. "Mr. Carl," she said. It was a girl from the school where I work. She yelled to her mother, Mama, Mr. Carl from school is here. He's all dirty and smells bad. I know you from school, I said. What's your name? She said her name was Wanda. Wanda, I thought. Unusual name for a child. Can you take me to your parents, Wanda? I asked. I got lost and I need to borrow their phone. Wanda took me to her parents. They were having a barbecue outside. It smelled good. They were drinking cans of beer. I felt pretty awkward because I was completely covered in fish slime and dirt and only wearing underwear. But I explained to Wanda's parents that I had just been swallowed by a giant fish, and they seemed to understand. I asked to borrow their phone. Then I realized that I didn't know Kate's phone number. I didn't know the address of her parents' lake house, either. So I told Wanda's parents I didn't know how to call my friends. Shoot, I'm sorry, said Wanda's mother. Do you want a beer? I said, well, would you mind if I borrowed some clothes first? Her husband took me inside the house and said I could take a shower if I wanted to. I thanked him. I sure did want to take a shower. I took the shower and found a pile of clothes he had left for me. The clothes were too big, as I'm a lot smaller than Wanda's dad, but I was glad to be wearing anything at all. When I came back outside, it felt great, just great to be alive. Wanda's mom offered me a beer again, and I took it. And right as I took the beer, a police officer showed up, looking for me. Well, that's all for today, friends. Thanks for listening to this episode of Boxcar English, where there's always room for you. The last part of the Lake House Saga will be here next week. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.